Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Get Your Ex Back in 2020. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing Get Your Ex Back in 2020. The year 2020 has been truly tragic, and if you have been dumped, that adds an extra layer of stress and anxiety on top of what is already an awful, terrible year. In today's podcast, I'm going to be giving you three pieces of advice of how you can increase the possibility of getting your ex back during the year of lockdown. So let's get straight into it. And number one is video call. If you have been dumped, then I suggest you never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. But if and when they do, you need to understand what the state of play is and how you try and reconnect with your ex during the year of 2020. So if and when the dumper contacts the dumpee, I suggest the dumpee replies in a positive way. Now, even if this is something very, very small from a dumper, I do genuinely believe that you can grow breadcrumbs. I believe that you can grow breadcrumbs, you can grow acorns into huge trees. So it doesn't matter if a dumper sends you a message just saying hi. You can respond to this in a positive way, and I always suggest that you add a question on the end, making sure you add that question mark. It really shows that you are hoping and expecting a reply from your ex. So if and when you're exchanging a few of these messages with your ex contacting you first, you reply, you ask a question, they then respond to you with a question. After five or six messages, ordinarily, I would be suggesting that if you are feeling the right vibe, then you need to meet up with your ex ASAP. In normal circumstances, in normal years, if you have exchanged five or six messages with your ex and the vibe feels good, then I would suggest that you say to your ex, in your own words, of course, are you free next weekend? I'd love to meet up sometime. Something such as that. However, this is the year of 2020, and in your situation, that might not be possible. You might not be able to meet because of lockdown and social distancing. If this is the case, then you need to be doing the next best thing, and that is a video call. A video call enables you to see into the eyes of your ex. The eyes are the window to the soul and very, very powerful. If you have a face-to-face conversation via video call, it is the next best thing after an actual meetup. So, if you receive a message from your ex, the dumper, and you make contact back, you ask a few questions, you enjoy a conversation of five or six messages, your aim now, if you are in lockdown conditions, should be to try to have a video call. Now, if the vibe isn't quite feeling right, you might want to go for a telephone call first. You might want to say to them, are you free sometime for a phone chat? If and when they do that, if you have that phone call, it goes well, you then ask for the video call. If you're feeling the vibe is really good straight away, then ask for the video call from the off. I don't necessarily mean ask for a video call to happen right then, right there, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that right there and then you want to be actually organizing and arranging that video call for the near future. It is the next best thing to a meet. And if you are going through lockdown, this is what you should be aiming for. So now let's get into point number two. And point number two is socially distanced dates. So let's imagine that you have been exchanging messages with your ex, you then have had a successful video call, and then you find out that lockdown restrictions have lifted somewhat. So things are not back to normal, but you are now allowed to meet people in public, providing you keep 2 meters between you. What on earth can you do? Well, this is where I suggest you have a socially distanced date. Now, if this was somebody you was meeting for the first time, I certainly wouldn't be suggesting that you meet somewhere private and go for a country walk or anything along those lines. If you are meeting somebody for the first time, then this needs to be something you do in public. However, If this is your ex, if you know each other very, very well, then this is something you could consider doing if you are both feeling comfortable. A walk in the countryside can be lovely. And even if you can't get to the countryside, even if you live within the confines of a city or a town, a walk is probably your best bet at a date right now, because you can do it socially distancing. You are outside, and you can even wear a mask if necessary, although most countries do not require you to wear a mask if you're outside. Please make sure you're obviously checking the rules and laws of your country if and when this takes place. I don't know the laws of every country in the land, and plus they are changing week by week. However, in most countries at the moment, if you are outside and you are keeping within, maybe if you're keeping at least 2 meters apart, then you do not need to wear a mask. But please check up on this before you do it. But I suggest that is the type of date that you have with your ex if and when it gets to the stage where you are able to meet up and you are ready to meet up. A socially distanced walking date is ideal. It enables you to walk and talk, obviously, but you can stand apart, but you can still see each other's expressions. You can really enjoy each other's company, and you can do this safely. And that is the aim of the game right now in this really, really difficult year we're going through. You need to remain safe. Also, you know, it goes without saying, please bring your hand sanitizer just in case you're going for a walk through the countryside, for instance. You might be opening a gate, you know, or you might decide to sit on a bench. You don't know these places you're going to be going, the things you're going to be touching. Make sure you have got your hand sanitizer with you. You want to make sure this is safe, but you also want to be making sure you can enjoy the date as best you can by enjoying each other's company in person. So if and when your ex is interested in meeting up for a date, and if and when you are legally allowed to meet up again in some degree, I suggest a socially distanced walking date is the key. So now let's move into point number 3 and the final part of today's podcast, in the suggestions I'm making of how you can try and get your ex back in the year of 2020. Number 3 is be expressive in your messaging. Now, you need to use your common sense here. If the vibe isn't feeling good, then certainly don't do this. But if you're getting a good vibe, if you've met up on a socially distanced date, if you are feeling that things would be able to go further if it wasn't for the socially distanced rules between different households, then you have the opportunity to try to build that interest, intrigue, and romantic attraction via your words. You need to be a wordsmith, so to speak, when you are sending messages. So if you have had a few regular messages, maybe you've had a call, a video call, you've met up in person, you've socially distanced, but you're getting that vibe and you realise that in ordinary circumstances, you would be reconnecting right now, you would be getting intimate right now. This is the time where you can express yourself through messages, and you do this in a colourful way. You need to be painting pictures in your ex's mind of how you imagine things. So if you're having a flirty chat, be expressive with how you're describing things. Really paint the picture in their mind. As I said, you should not be doing this if you are not feeling the vibe. If your ex is not wanting this type of conversation, then it will make them feel uncomfortable, and that is certainly not what you want to do. This is something you should only be considering if you are understanding, and it's perfectly obvious, that if it wasn't for social distancing between households, you two would be connecting now on an intimate level again. If you are at that point, then the best you can do right now is to exchange more intimate messages. And you've got to be very expressive, paint the picture in your ex's mind. The more elaborate you can be, the more expressive you can be, the more enhanced you will grow the romantic emotional attraction in your ex's mind. And you need to be doing this. You need to be keeping that flirty vibe at this stage, because if and when lockdown restrictions are completely opened up and all of a sudden everything is back to normal, which we are of course hoping sooner rather than later that will be the case, if and when that happens, you are then in a very excellent position to really reconcile your relationship intimately. So going through them again really quickly, number 1 is make sure that you are trying to get things towards a video call ASAP. Number 2 is if and when you can meet, socially distanced dates are excellent, walking dates, enabling yourself to express yourself one-to-one, you can see each other, but always be safe. Make sure that we are going through a very difficult time in the year of 2020. Be safe, but make sure you give your ex the best possible date you can via going for a walk, and enjoy yourself as best you can with conversation. Always looking happy, carefree and fun. They are the keys that you need to be able to unlock your ex's mind and be intrigued enough to reconcile with you. And then moving into three, once you understand that you were just at the stage where you would be reconnecting intimately if it wasn't for the lockdown measures, this is when you need to be expressive in your messaging, painting pictures in your ex's mind, letting your ex understand how you feel about them, and let them imagine the situation of how you two could be together if and when lockdown is lifted. As I said, only get to this stage if it's perfectly obvious and clear this is where your ex is at. If you jump the gun with this, then you could ruin things forever. So please, please, please be careful. Only move into this type of messaging when it's perfectly obvious that this is what your ex is looking for and that you are connected in all ways, but the fact that the lockdown is preventing your intimacy. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.
Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.